Spare Parts, page 103. The competition's second task was to measure the temperature of a cold water spring at the bottom of the pool. To find the thing, contestants were instructed to look for signs of low-velocity, upward-moving currents, as if that would be easy to do underwater. Once the source was located, the ROV had to extend a temperature sensor into the stream of cold water and report back a reading. They weren't going to be able to hover in place for long, so they needed a thermometer that could take precise and rapid measurements. Oscar tracked down a supplier in Stamford, Connecticut, that specialized in temperature measuring. When it was founded in 1962, Omega Engineering only offered a single product line of thermocouples. Now it carried more than 100,000 products, including baffling-sounding instruments, such as the General Purpose Air Velocity Transducer, $882, and an electromagnetic flow meter, $2,500. It was hard to make sense of it all, so Oscar dialed the company's 800 number and asked to speak to someone about thermometers. The operator put him through to Frank Swinkowski, a temperature engineer at the company. Swinkowski knew as much about thermometer applications as anyone. All day long, he talked to military contractors, industrial engineers, and environmental consultants. So he was momentarily confused when he heard Oscar's high-pitched Mexican accent on the other end of the line. The 17-year-old wanted advice on how to build a complex underwater robot. This was the second call Swinkowski had received from amateur roboticists in less than a month. A few weeks earlier, some college oceanic engineering students had called and said they were entering the National Underwater ROV Championships. Oscar explained that his team, too, was competing. They were going up against colleges such as MIT, so they needed to learn as much as they could from the experts. Swinkowski liked Oscar's attitude. The college students had simply ordered what they wanted and hung up. Oscar told him they didn't know exactly how best to measure temperature underwater and needed his advice. Oscar activated the speakerphone so the others could hear anything he might say. For Swinkowski, it was a fun break from the day-to-day grind of the office. Plus, these kids sounded as if they really wanted to learn. So Swinkowski launched into an in-depth explanation of his wares, offering details as if he were letting them in on a little secret. "What you really want," he confided, "is a thermocouple with a cold junction compensator." Swinkowski ran through the science. Two different alloys are placed side by side, and their different conductive properties transform temperature into voltage. That's a thermocouple. The amount of voltage generated between the alloys is a sign of how much temperature difference there is. That data can quickly be used to calibrate the outside temperature. It was like a masterclass in materials science and electrical engineering. "Whoa," Lorenzo said, feeling suddenly a lot smarter. "That's badass." Oscar asked him how much the device would cost, and Swinkowski offered to donate one. He wanted to see these kids win, and, with his help, thought they could do it. "You know," Swinkowski said, "I think you can beat those guys from MIT, because none of them knows what I know about thermometers." After they hung up, Oscar looked at each team member pointedly. "You hear that?" he said triumphantly. "We got people believing in us now. So now we gotta believe in ourselves."